Peter Byron Rookie was born to Anthony and Joanna Rookie in Superior, Wisconsin on October 12, 1916, just a year before the great miracle at Fatima. It was during his baptism that he was given the baptismal name of Joseph. Peter's father was of Canadian descent, while his mother Joanna was of Irish descent. Both parents blessed with 13 children. When little Peter was 9 years of age, a defining moment in his life took place. On July the 4th, after the fireworks display in town, he and his younger brother Bernard were walking down the street in their neighborhood. Being the curious and fun-loving boys they were, they found a firecracker that looked half-used. Little Peter took it in his hand and lit it with a match. He then blew on it to get it going. It then exploded in his face, severely injuring his eyes. He found himself unable to see, and so his mother then took him to the doctor, who told her that he was blind and would never be able to see again. Upon hearing this, his mother knew that her faith was being put to the test. The family then decided to gather together every night to pray the Holy Rosary, begging God the Almighty to grant little Peter a miraculous cure. 6 months to a year passed, with the family faithfully praying the rosary every night. Sometime during that period, Peter made a promise to God. He promised that if God would give him his sight back, he would become a priest and serve God wholeheartedly every day of his life. Within a year and a half, little Peter regained his sight completely. He was ordained a priest on the feast of the Holy Founders of the Servite Order on May the 17th, 1941, at Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica. It was at this time that he chose to take the middle name of Mary. This humble man never kept anything for himself. On all his travels, if anyone gave him a present, he would turn around and give it to someone else. He was totally devoted to the Blessed Mother. One would be able to see this, as Father Peter would always be seen with his rosary in his hands. It was in 1948 that Father Peter and 5 others established the new Servite Order in Northern Ireland. It was here that his healing gift was discovered. People began coming up to him after Mass, asking him to bless them for various ailments. One who had gout in his feet, another for a painful knee, and so on. Word spread, and soon, there were so many people coming that they had to hold the services outdoors. Everyone wanted a glimpse of this healing priest. Like Jesus Christ, they wanted to touch his garment that they might be healed. It must be noted that Father Peter never gave any credit of the healings to himself. He always gave all the credit to Jesus Christ, all for the glory of God. He knew who did the healing, he was only the instrument. And if anyone ever did not want a blessing, he never forced it on anyone. Father Peter had a heart for people. He took time for people and never turned anyone away. He listened, gave advice, and many times a word of knowledge or prophecy was also given to help a person. He spent hours blessing people, hearing confessions, and he did it with great love and grace. Supernatural gifts such as the scent of roses would often occur during the healing masses. Father Peter quite often saw the face of Christ in the Sacred Host during the consecration and the face of the Blessed Mother too on occasion. Sometimes others saw Jesus in the host as well. People smelled the scent of roses coming from Father's robe as he walked by. There were many reports of bilocation as well, including 42 people who called his office one day, claiming to have been blessed by him, as he walked through the crowds at Our Lady of Knock Shrine in Ireland the previous day, even though he was at his office in Illinois at the time. The central focus of Father Peter's healing ministry was forgiveness. He always stressed, "Hate and be sick, love and be well, at peace." He said unforgiveness was a form of hatred, and that this could block the healing the person should receive. He believed that in order to be healed, one must forgive and forgive completely from the heart, as Jesus our Lord commanded us to do. When one holds unforgiveness in their hearts, healing cannot take place. The famous miracle prayer that he composed expresses this key need of forgiveness. Let's have a listen to this prayer.
Lord, Jesus, I come before you just as I am. I am sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. In your name, I forgive all others for what they have done against me. I renounce Satan, the evil spirits, and all their works. I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus. I invite you into my life, Jesus. I accept you as my Lord, my God, and my Savior. Please heal me, change me, strengthen me in body, soul, and spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, cover me with your precious blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I shall follow you every day of my life. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother, Mary, Mother of Sorrows, Queen of Peace, Saint Peregrine, the Cancer Saint, all you angels and saints, come to my aid. Amen and amen. May Our Lady bless us with her loving child, Jesus. Amen.
Countless healings occurred through Father's touch, all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Healings that took place included healings of cancer, AIDS, alcoholism, drug addiction, blindness, and deafness. The mute and the lame were healed, along with those who suffered from emotional or spiritual troubles, and women unable to conceive and bear children. Anything you can imagine. Sometimes they were instantaneous, sometimes they were gradual. If a person was not healed, Father Peter explained that this was because God had other plans for them, to show His glory through their sickness. Father Peter traveled throughout the United States and to the world to offer his healing masses. He always had a full schedule. Perhaps Father Peter's longevity and good health attest to his practice of complete forgiveness. He lived to be almost 98 years old, drove a car into his 90s, and still walked sometimes 2 hours. On September the 10th, 2014, Father Peter Ruki passed away unexpectedly, yet peacefully in his sleep, with a rosary on his chest, after eating a hearty meal in good spirits with his brother Servite priests. It was no coincidence that his funeral was celebrated on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, September the 15th, as he had been devoted to our sorrowful mother his entire life. Father Peter Ruki, pray for us.